This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for May 16th, 2022. When Walt Disney World reopened from the few month-long COVID-19 closure in 2020, housekeeping services at the Disney Resort hotels were understandably reduced. Well, according to those recruiting new housekeeping cast members, some hotels may never even return to their schedules from pre-pandemic. As of March of this year, the following resort hotels have resumed their daily or regularly scheduled housekeeping services. That includes Animal Kingdom Lodge, the Boardwalk, the Contemporary, the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, the Polynesian Village, Wilderness Lodge, Yacht and Beach Club, Riviera, Old Key West, and Saratoga Springs. As you might notice, that list does not include anything below a deluxe resort level or Disney Vacation Club resort. Of course, there's still a shortage of housekeeping cast members, and there has been a constant slew of job fairs to try and fill those vacant positions. According to people we spoke to who attended a job fair this weekend, they were told by a Disney recruiter that Disney is moving towards room service being offered every other day as the standard. The recruiter went on to state that guests who want the additional daily housekeeping service could pay to add it. This is something that is already offered to Disney Vacation Club members staying in villa accommodations. Of course, they do not get daily housekeeping. They get it every few days. And then if they do want it every day, they can pay to add that service. Given the list of resorts we gave you, it's assumed that the deluxe resorts will continue to offer daily housekeeping services included with their stay. But again, it's purely speculation at this point based on having those hotels already having the service returned. Anything below that level would likely be subject to the daily charge. Of course, you may recall that Disney offered a program where guests could decline all housekeeping services and in return could receive a Disney gift card amounting to $10 a night to use during their trip. Disney already seemed to be heading in this direction pre-pandemic, given there was already a shortage of cast members to clean rooms. There's been a housekeeping cast member shortage before COVID was even a thing, by the way. Of course, now they would like that, as it would be better for their situation and it would cut more costs. Can't forget that Disney started charging resort guests for parking just a few years ago. I do have to tell you at this point that our good friend Jackie Whaler from Disney contacted, you may remember her, she's the one that said we stooped really low. She contacted us to tell us the story was false, even though, again, the story was provided by several people who spoke to a Disney recruiter at an event. So while it may not be planned or be an immediate thing that's going to happen, it definitely would seem has been discussed. And whether or not it will come to fruition, we'll have to wait and see. But based on what's going on in the market and the fact that, honestly, people that commented on this story, I would say about half of them said they don't even care if they had housekeeping. So let us know in the comments, do you want housekeeping when you come to Disney World or don't you? Personally, I don't know, I'm on vacation. I'd like to come back to a clean room. I'd like to have a stack of towels and all of those things. I get it. So I don't know. Some people said they don't care. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep you notified. But again, Disney said this story is not true, even though, again, comes from people that are recruiting for that job. So we'll have to wait and see. I can't remember another time Disney told us we were lying about something. I don't know, Moana in the Tiki Room? I don't know. That art never leaked. A new sign has been installed at the entrance to Guest Relations in World Celebration at Epcot. Guest Relations is currently closed during its construction. The new sign matches the other new signs throughout Epcot. It has white lettering and an eye symbol on either side for information. A blue line is along the bottom. Of course, blue is the color that's used throughout the World Celebration neighborhood. Construction recently started back up on the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue in Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios. Though most work has been behind the scenes, today we could see that the ground between the construction walls and the building has been excavated. That's right, they're actually working on the entrance to this restaurant, finally. There was grass here for a while. It grew in when they stopped construction, but now it is dirt and it is actively being dug up behind the walls. A pile of dirt is seen in the center of the patch of land that has been dug up, and several short poles outline the newly excavated land. A doorway on the building is covered in plastic tarps for the time being. All we know is this restaurant opens this year. We have no exact date yet. The trolley-shaped kiosk, inspired by the old Pacific Electric Railway of Los Angeles, is back on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood Studios. The kiosk is a small-scale version of a red car trolley and was once used as a merchandise stand called Trolley Gifts. That opened in 1994 with Sunset Boulevard. The 694 on the front of the trolley is a nod to when the land opened in June. Of course, Tower Chart didn't open for another month. It was slightly delayed that summer. The kiosk was closed as of at least September of 2020 and vanished entirely sometime after that. It is back now with the red signs reading characters, so we can expect a character artist to be available here soon. You're now looking at an older photo of the trolley when it was open. The red signs used to list the destinations that the trolley would service, such as Gower Echo Park and Melrose Avenue. After a day at the parks, we swung by Disney's Polynesian Village Resort to relax and enjoy a drink at the Tambu Lounge. To our pleasant surprise, they're now offering a new rum and pog drink with a surfboard souvenir mug. The Papa'ite Pipeline is a mug and drink for $32. It's Sailor Jerry spiced rum, coconut rum, Bowles melon liqueur, Minute Maid passion fruit orange guava juice, you know, the pog juice. The Papa'ite Pipeline is named after the Papa'ite Bay Veranda, which was an original restaurant when the resort opened in 1971. It closed in 1994 to make way for Ohana, to the delight of many people. The ceramic mug is labeled as a tiki mug, though it doesn't have the traditional tiki iconography. It features a faux wood grain design on top and sand on the bottom with four surfboards. The surfboards represent Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy. It does say Polynesian Village on the bottom. A cute and colorful new ornament featuring Mickey and Minnie Mouse was found inside the Calypso Trading Post at Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort. It's $29.99. The ornament is a miniature of the hotel featuring Old Port Royal, the lighthouse, a lot of the architecture you'll find in that center area. Mickey and Minnie are dressed in adorable beach attire, enjoying a vacation at the resort. Mickey wears a straw hat, and he's enjoying a beverage, probably something from Banana Cabana, one of my favorites. Minnie shows off a bright red flower, and it matches her sundress. Before we move on, I want to talk about Carousel products. We still have some items that are in limited supply I want to talk about real quick. We are down to just two sizes of our Rebecca the Male Black Swan shirt. This is a great item where 100% of all the money we make goes to the Disney Worldwide Conservation Fund, which, as you know, is a great cause for these wild creatures and wild places. So make sure you pick this up. I know there's only two sizes left. Again, if they're not your size, pick them up for a friend maybe. It goes to a great cause, and it remembers this really wonderful animal friend we had at Disney's Animal Kingdom. I know, again, several of the animal keepers own one, and as well, I know some guests have worn them, and the animal keepers love to see them. So represent Rebecca the Male Black Swan. And then we also still have, we're down, getting down to the bottom of these. These are, it's our first ever Tom Corliss shirt, as people call them, the button-downs. It's our sci-fi dine-in theater restaurant button-down, and it has all that cool patterning from the cast member costume and a big sci-fi logo on the pocket, and it's really, really cool. And if you want us to make more button-downs, we got to get rid of these first. So if you want more WDWNT button-downs, pick up the sci-fi one right now. Again, carouselofproducts.com. Put that away. In November of 2020, McDonald's began releasing a line of Happy Meal toys to celebrate the opening of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway at Hollywood Studios. But just a week after they were released, they were pulled from McDonald's locations nationwide due to an error in the QR code for the game pieces found inside the toy packaging. McDonald's promised to bring the toys back without the game pieces, and they did at many locations, but some nationwide never had the toys again. I guess as part of that, they've decided 18 months later it was a good time to bring them back and reissue them as part of Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary. This time around, the line only consists of 8 toys, whereas the initial had 10. In the reissue, the available toys include Mickey and Minnie in their car from Runaway Railway, you know, where Minnie kicks Pluto into a trunk. Goofy in the train, also from Railway. Mickey in a spaceship from Mission Space. Pluto on a Jungle Cruise boat. Donald in the Mad Tea Party teacup. Minnie on Dinosaur. Goofy on Everest. And Daisy flying on Soarin' over Spaceship Earth. The original release had all these toys, plus Mickey on the Tower of Terror and Minnie on Pirates of the Caribbean. But you get those 8. And also, there's a stylish new box. Look at this. It says 50th anniversary. It's really not that great. The sides are pretty plain. But nonetheless, I needed a new box. Put it with all my other food paraphernalia. Over the weekend, we posted two tours of Disneyland Paris hotel rooms from our most recent visit. So if you want to check out a Cars-themed room from Hotel Santa Fe or a Woody's Roundup-themed one from Disney's Hotel Cheyenne, there's a video tour, two separate video tours right here on our YouTube channel, and also photo tours of the rooms right on our website. Tokyo Disney Resort has announced that Premier Access, the paid FastPass program seen at Disneyland Paris, will debut there on May 19th. Two attractions will offer Premier Access, The Enchanted Tale of Beauty and the Beast at Tokyo Disneyland and Soaring Fantastic Flight at Tokyo DisneySea. Those, of course, are the two newest attractions, the newest attraction in each individual park, actually. Each individual attraction will cost $15 per person per attraction. Unlike Paris, they're not expanding it beyond that, at least at this point. It's just those two attractions for now. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind this program by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. A big shout out to all our wigs watching today. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. There's no food in here. It's lunchtime.
Ink and Paint celebrates the voices of women talking about what it means to be a Disney fan. Co-hosts Ashley Jasmer and Jill Diffendahl will join a panel of female Disney fans to discuss topics ranging from Disney princesses as role models, to raising Disney kids, to park-going preferences. Join us for lively discussion, stories, and debate about living your best Disney lifestyle.
Thank you.